All right, everyone. So I didn't get any questions for the office hours for topics 5 and 6, so we're just going to dive in and do a little session and see what happens. I know all the topics have been about releasing. You had the Sedona method and noble healing, so those are just really different forms of releasing, and we've got a little bit more coming up in terms of release work, as you'll see in topic 7. So I have a feeling, this is my intuitive sense, we'll see what pops up though, that will be a focus for our session here. And if you do have questions, if you didn't maybe have enough time to dig into topics 5 and 6, and there's enough time on our next call, I can happily address anything there moving forward. We have, just as a reminder, one more session. It's in May. Let me see, let me find that date. It is May 8th. Okay, so get your questions in for May 8th, and we'll definitely address those then. All right, everyone. So let's begin here by means of breathing, giving yourself some slow, deep inhales and exhales. Using every breath as an opportunity to release and let go. Begin to feel yourself sink even deeper into that cushion below you. Starting off in cellular repair, helping to restore cells back to their fullest potential of health. And it's actually an acquired thing. It's on a spiritual level. For me, spirituality is consciousness. That's usually the framework that I use. You get to have your own, obviously, interpretation of spirituality and what that means for you. As when I get spirituality, I go straight to consciousness. And it's taking me into, well, specifically, I should say, general consciousness. And it's taking me into the guilt fear category, going into inhibitions. So cellular repair and inhibitions, and it's all orienting to, and it may have changed, but relating to what it is you thought you were working on within the mentorship experience program. And whether that stayed the same or changed 12 times over, we're going to address anything that's related here within the category of inhibitions. And we actually have to give that its own little mini body talk session. So we're starting off with an active memory, and it's an event involving mom. And basically, like, mom talking down, dismissing, the exact word is belittling. So it's helping to unhook the consciousness of feeling belittled. And it's coming off of the thoracic spine, the region that runs behind the heart. So roughly, let's say like T5 to 8-ish, heavy on the ish. And that's followed up with hydration for that region of the body, the thoracic spine, and actually the heart as well. So absorbing water and joy, releasing impurities. And to support that even further, as a satellite, we're going to bring in the energy of the Sedona method. So the welcoming it. Could you, would you, when is here. All right, then we're going to do another cellular repair. This is more on the inherited side of things, but it's also going into spirituality through to general consciousness. I go again, and it's heading again to guilt, fear, through that to inhibitions. And we're going to take all 5 senses at the same time, and link both that along with inhibitions to A very specific part of the head brain. We're going right into the ventricles, specifically the third ventricle, which is right near the area where the cerebrospinal fluid gets produced. Okay. And here, think of the cerebrospinal fluid as circulating all that nourishes as well as protects. It's, I think, one of the coolest substances, if I haven't talked with this already. Just as a, and if I have, we'll call it a quick review. The masculine nature is to protect, the feminine is to nurture, nourish. So think of this as doing both roles. So it's perhaps the most neutral substance in our whole entire body from a yin yang perspective. And that's just my personal take on it. Okay. All right, so the interesting thing that we need to release from here is, well, actually, there's two things. There's self-doubt and there's validation, or the need to be validated, which comes from, well, self-doubt. And this is linked to the belief system slash question of, am I too different? Am I not alike enough? As well as the opposite or the polar opposite belief system of, am I not different enough? How do I distinguish myself? And whenever we see opposing belief systems come up simultaneously like that, know that there's usually some sort of a holding pattern in play that we're going to break or release. So that's coming off of governing vessel 20 and acupuncture points in the center of the crown of the head. Okay, and then we're going to run that actually all the way through the governing vessel meridian as a whole. It's linking governing vessel 20 all the way through to the beginning point of that meridian. A reminder that that meridian rules that primary masculine nature. It runs in the midline of the back body, and governing vessel 1 actually begins at the perineum. It's the part of the perineum closer to the anus. It's actually more, actually, I would say, between like the anus and coccyx. Although different texts have different ideas about exactly where this point is located. Okay. What I'm seeing is simply turbulent chi. And the way that we're going to settle that down is by calming down any excess Uranus energy. The planet Uranus is often about making things go backwards or returning. And we don't want the energy to flow from governing vessel 20 to 1. We want it to go the other way, from 1 to 20. So from the perineum through to the top of the head, without any excess turbulence or fighting against the stream, so to speak. All right, Joanne, you're gonna love this. We have another permissions here, and the words are, it can be easy. Now, the great thing about permissions is that you don't actually have to have a frame of reference. You don't actually have to have had that experience of it being easy or not being easy. Well, you probably had some experiences, perhaps on both sides, probably more familiar with not being easy. And essentially, permissions is about unhooking all the underlying emotional baggage on a conscious or subconscious level associated with all of that. And we're going to link that all through to the cervical spine, at first as a whole, and then specifically to the bottommost vertebrae, cervical 7, which is where governing vessel 14 point hangs out. And this guy rules all things yang or masculine. So think of the 50% of your psyche or so that's masculine, regardless of gender. Think of all the yang organs. Think of all things and activities around providing, protecting, and procreation. Don't think just sex, think of the act of creating anything. So we're actually linking this point to what it is you are creating. And that might be the things that you don't want as much as it is the things that you do want. Because it's just interested in creation. Now, to help sort of get around that, we're going to redirect the energy. But we need to help that out with bringing in the small intestine, which is all about discernment and helping you to discern between creating what you actually need. That doesn't mean conflict free. In fact, it might ramp up conflict temporarily because our conflict is our opportunity to heal, it's our opportunity to gain a new perspective, to gain new awareness. Okay. I'm going to link that through to the prefrontal cortex of the brain in the middle of the forehead. Think of this as much as like the heart of the brain, so to speak, providing compassion, wisdom, empathy, and your relationship to your higher self is also here. Okay, so we're going to put this guy in charge of directing this creation or procreative energy from governing vessel 14. And now that we've given governing vessel 14 this new focus, it's actually feeling quite well put upon. So it's feeling somewhat isolated and alone, and oh my gosh, there's all this work I have to do now. So we're going to give it a buddy. We're going to link it through to the kidneys because the kidneys are also all about reproduction. They have that in common, that procreation theme. And then underlying all of this, at the very root of this, is simply what's the place that I'm coming from? So honoring that space by really listening to this question, what's the place that I'm coming from? Marie and I were just talking right before we get started with this session that really this is your opportunity to regardless of the tool, just examine and look at what's the place that we're coming from. Because the tool is, well, almost virtually irrelevant. It's really all about the place that you're coming from when we engage with that tool. So gaining awareness, and it doesn't have to be right or wrong or good or bad. It's just simply observing and becoming more familiar with what's the place that I'm coming from right now. And sometimes we do our best work and we get exactly what we need when we're coming from a place of depression or misery or closed offness. So this really isn't about judging anything as like the right place to come from or the wrong place to come from. It's just simply observing. And on that note, we need to link it through to conception vessel 17. Now, this guy sits in the center of the sternum, really more of a girl than a guy. It rules all things yin, so it's like the counterpart to governing vessel 14. So, making sure that the place that you're coming from is actually nurturing and in alignment with your own nourishment. Again, doesn't make it conflict free, but it doesn't have to make it totally gut-wrenching, miserable either. Might be that way, doesn't have to be that way forever. Okay, so this point has a little bit more of a story to tell. For here, we have to actually bring in the energy of the planet Saturn. And Saturn is all about timing. Make shit happen, keep things on time. So here we're actually working with the consciousness of being in the right place at the right time. Okay. And we're leaving that purposely wide open and vague so that we don't cast the net too narrow and limit possibilities. So we're just going to leave that as is. And then we're going to link that through to the limbic or the emotional brain to further support that integration. Okay, cool. We're going to tap here. Give that all a few slow, deep inhales and exhales. Okay, cool. We're heading into active memory. We're going into events, childbirth, and this is specifically of you being born, not of giving birth. That has its own different types of active memories, although there can often be a lot of overlap. Now, in the event of childbirth, often not a conflict-free zone either. We're looking at the necessary, I'm going to call it pain or conflict or suffering. You pick your own word for whatever makes sense for you in terms of your concept of those words. It'll be different for everyone. And we're looking at its relationship to the eighth house. In astrology, the eighth house is all about our opportunity to die and be reborn and then regenerate, along with actually receiving other people's money. So it's interesting that we're looking at the moment in which you were born as an opportunity for tremendous wealth, not necessarily financial gain, but the wealth of the inner abundance of being filled with life. You're filled from day one with the sands of time. In Chinese medicine, they call the sands of time another name. They call it the Wan Qi. It's stored in our glutes. So I guess if you just do lots of booty work at the gym, you get more sands of time. Not quite sure how that works. It's more energetic than it is physical. I'm being a little bit playful here. So with this though, we're regarding that moment of being born and receiving the gift of vitality of life and really welcoming that versus going, oh fuck, that sucked. That was just painful and miserable. And seeing that also as a mirror or a reflection of how it is you're relating to your eighth house. And the house of going through times that are painful, going through times of death and rebirth, and perhaps just beginning to shift the perception of seeing the tremendous vitality and the tremendous life force energy. Pick your name again for all of these topics or concepts, I should say, and seeing it across the board, whether it's when you're receiving a piece of bad news or receiving the opportunity to face a conflict within a relationship or seeing any other time of life in which it just feels like this sucks. So as we take out the emotional charge around being born, it's also simultaneously releasing the charge around stepping in to receive other people's money, to regenerate, to experience death and rebirth, to be able to release, let go, move forward. To further support that, we're going to link it through to the gallbladder, which is all about courage to move forward, as well as catalyst energy. It's about getting things moving and grooving. Digesting, releasing. Okay, cool. We're going to tap that in. So give that all a few slow, deep inhales and exhales. Breathing here. We're going back into the family lines. We're going to dads, moms, dads, dads, dad. So 5 generations back. And here we need to repair the cells more at an emotional frequency. And it's around the consciousness of shame. And it's specifically the theme of like having shamed the family in some way, like having done something that dishonors the reputation of the family. And that's equating to this idea of I should never put myself out there. So that's the belief system in this lifetime that it's relating to. It's being held within the diaphragm, center of control, emotional processing. As we release that, it's going to connect through to the navel, consciousness of connection to cell. And then from there through to the intestines to let go of any remaining stuff that we just don't need to hang on to anymore. And then we need to repair the relationship between the solar plexus chakra and the throat chakra. And it's specifically around the theme of digesting your own expression. It's going into a series of active memories. You know those active memories of just like those little social awkward experiences where you didn't quite say the right thing and then you beat yourself up for it afterwards, or you violated some sort of a social protocol and you maybe didn't even realize it, and then the next day you wake up and you're thinking about it, you're like, oh fuck, did I screw that up? Etc. Those little sort of social anxieties, or think of it as like reverse engineering our behavior in a way. Those active memory charges are actually all accumulating to pile up to make it something that's just a little bit more substantial and keeping you stuck in quote unquote beating yourself up. It's being held in the septal region of the brain, which I already used this reference, but the septal region is also very much like the heart of the brain. It is the area of bliss, well-being, and also orgasm. Maybe the heart and the pelvis. Okay, on that note, we're going to link pelvis to heart through to septal region of the brain. And we're going to tap here. Give that all a few slow deep inhales and exhales. Going into the sixth house, house of practical action, reassessment, service of health, service to our body. And here we actually need to integrate all five senses. So taking touch, taste, smell, hearing, sight on both levels, physical and subtle, and bringing them together. It's like they're all trying to operate independently rather than cementing all of their information and working together more cooperatively as a team. And then we're going to link that through to the brow chakra as well as the endocrine gland that it rules, the pituitary, around the consciousness of hormonal regulation. That might be physical, it might be mental, emotional, or spiritual. Hormonal regulation could rule a number of things. And it's linking into the number six. Now, my numerology is not spiffy, but my understanding of the number six is very much that it creates a sense of harmony. So feel free to Google it. If I find an awesome link for it, I will post it as well. Okay, we're going to tap here. Give that all a few slow, deep inhales and exhales. We're heading into body chemistry and we're working with supporting the immune system and dealing with intolerances, and it's all on the spiritual level in the area that we've been working with, inhibitions. And it's primarily affecting the conception vessel meridian, our primary feminine that runs up the midline of the front body. And we're going to continue to run this actually for the next 4 days. and is defined by the consciousness of stability. Okay, loves breathing here. And that is all she wrote. We're going to integrate that with pineal to pituitary, the most powerful masculine feminine balance when we have it all in body talk. All right, love books, that is all. So nothing specific for homework. If one of those permissions stood out, then by all means, you can take that on and play with it. Also know that there might be nothing that there, well, there might be nothing there. That's okay, just leave that all together. Okay, so any questions, comments, queries, you know how to get a hold of me. Nothing else specific for homework other than the usual, courtesies, access, and of course, be open to the possibility of re-listening to this session or any of the other ones that we've played with in our time together. Okay, everyone, I'm going to sign off for now and wish you a fabulous rest of April. Bye for now.